Welcome to the Untangle and Thrive podcast, where we talk about real problems, real clients, and real solutions. Now here is your host, Angela McKinney.
Hi, it's Angela McKinney, and welcome back to the Untangle and Thrive podcast. How are you? It's good to be here. It really is. Okay, so I'm a little bit fiery today. I had this incredible workshop with these women around the world who are I just want to scream, cut the crap out, ladies. Just cut it out. Cut the excuses, cut the fear, cut the I need to get validated and respected outside of me story, cut the I'm going to be all alone forever story, cut it all out. Cut it. It is so sad to me that I see so many powerful, capable women get hijacked in the noise of emotional disorganization. And it is my utter joy to help people reorganize their system, to access more commitment, more clarity, more connectedness, to really move forward in their life versus getting hijacked, waiting, managing abandonment, managing disorganization, managing clutter and reactivity. That is what kills us, people. I really want to say this. I'm not speaking too lightly here. Emotional disorganization and the management of emotional disorganization is what kills us. It is what disorganizes us. It is what collapses us. It is what has us so out of sync with our system that we have to numb, that we have to drink, that we have to eat, that we have to watch TV and shut down, that we have to collapse and not even know what it is we want. Okay? And so cut the crap. I just want to say, just cut this crap out and get stabilized inside of your body, inside of yourself, so that you can start to bring more of yourself into your life, right? Because at the end of the day, it's getting more visible, it's getting more connected, it's getting more unleashed. This is where we get well. This is where we find our purposeful belonging. This is where we synchronize our talents, we access our voices, we assert ourselves fully. This is it, people. The crap, all the unconscious wars of threat we're managing. If I do this, oh my God, something horrible is going to happen to me. I'm going to be humiliated. I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be rejected. I'm going to be thrown out. I'm going to be abandoned. All this crap creates this cluttered nightmare internally in our system. And then we don't even realize that all this energy, all this focus, all this time, all these efforts are just trying to fix this system that is really intrinsically broken and disorganized because it's not meant to thrive, people. It really is built to engineer a survival state. We are not bad for this. We don't need to beat ourselves up. We need to get it, though. We need to get it. And we need to gather skills which really interrupt it and get out of the noise and get stabilized inside of ourselves so that we can start to access creativity. So that we can start to access vision. And not vision that puts us over into queenland. Oh, I'm just going to be a queen now. No. Integrated capacity to support receiving thriving new experiences. We have to take radical responsibility for all the drama and all the trauma in our life, all of it. We have to take radical responsibility for our life completely, wholly. And we've got to get curious with how to build our capacities through skills, through insight, through a connectedness, through meeting our needs in a new way, through forming new voices to give us more space to take a risk and have some pleasure doing it. This is the work. This is the responsibility we have. And how many women are stuck managing their dysfunctional family systems, managing these broken relationships, managing the heartbreak and disappointment, managing their unconscious threat, managing. It's exhausting. So no wonder your life doesn't move forward, right? No wonder you don't accomplish your goals. No wonder you don't feel released. So why do we stay stuck in the crap? You know, people, well, I had a client, a new client asked me, I don't have any real trauma from my childhood. Why am I so fucked up? I mean, sorry, but that's what she said. Like, I don't get it. You know, she's in an unhappy marriage. She doesn't know how to support her art. She doesn't know how to open a show and get people to come to it. She is so overwhelmed in her body's experience in this system of hers. And she's trying to figure out why she's so overwhelmed and broken and struggles so much. And she can't locate the story, right? Now, how many of you have been in therapy for 20 years or 10 years just trying to find the story? You find the story, then somehow you think, okay, now I'm going to be fine. And you get the story and then you're not fine. And you're like, what the hell's wrong with me? And then you're like, oh, I don't know how to live. I actually don't know how to get more seen. I actually don't know how to assert my needs. I don't even know how to locate my needs. I don't even know what I want. I've been so busy trying to fix myself and think myself through everything that I'm so disorientated and disconnected from my whole purpose, my whole body, that I'm just managing. I'm just managing. So I'm a little rattled because it's urgent. It's urgent we wake up. It's urgent that we support our talents today. It's urgent that we get safe enough to start forming our voice, to assert our wants. It's urgent, people. There's so many of us out there hiding, managing, barely getting through, who could have major impact on people's lives, on their families' lives, on their children's lives, that their fingers, that their hands could stretch so much further out into the world, if they could just clear the crap, get out of their own way, and open themselves to a completely new experience. I'm passionate about this work because I know what that life viscerally, financially, emotionally, physically, I know that life. I know the landscape of that life. I know the pores of it. I know the hills and the valleys. I know it like I know my thumb. And I've studied it, and I survived it, and I managed it, and I tried to fix it, and I tried to be something that I wasn't, and I tried all these things. And none of it worked, people. Why? Why is it that none of it really worked? What I've come to know through all the thousands of people I've worked with, and the understanding of the neurobiology of trauma resolution, and the understanding that our body really holds on to the crap, people. And not only holds on to the crap, but then just constantly recreates the crap. And as much as we can try to fix all of this in our thinking, that if we're not dipping into the intelligence of the body and accessing ourselves from our feet to our legs, to our pelvis, to our stomach, to our hearts, to our spine, our bones and alignment to ourselves fully, entirely, it's really hard to get out of the crap. We just come up with these mental strategies of hiding and attacking and trying to figure ourselves out. And that's where we lose time, people. We can lose decades, right there. And I can't even begin to tell you how, again, I get it and how many people I have worked and helped untangle that to help them gather, and I call it capacity. Safety is critical, that you feel safe to expand and take new risk and receive, because without a capacity to receive visibility, receive pleasure in a healthy way, receive successes in healthy ways, we don't move away from it, people. We don't. Everyone thinks surviving life sucks, right? Right? It does. But guess what? It's easy compared to receiving a life of thriving. I'm going to say that again. Surviving life sucks, but it's easy. And people will be like, what's easy about relapsing and managing overdraft bills and cars that are breaking down and almost getting evicted? What's easy about that? I'm like, physically, it's not easy. But there's little risk in exposure or except in these helpless crisis states, right? But there's little risk of really standing in yourself and receiving healthy, receptive pleasures. Because it's a closed state. Survival's hunkering down. When you start to move into survival, your body, what's it do? It starts to shoulders fold over. You start to grip your fist. And you just start to, your posture even starts to become closed. Even if we're not in a survival state, we feel it. It doesn't matter. We're in it because we feel it, and it's unconscious because some unconscious threat is not getting located. It's not getting identified. And so with this women's workshop that I ran, so many of them had similar threat responses, which was the drama of the family stuff, right? Which I quickly don't allow too much engagement around because it's, what do you want? Okay, I want to be respected and acknowledged. Now, if you were respected and acknowledged, if you already, I just say you have that now what? What are you going to do? Well, I'd have all this energy. I'd go do this. I'd do that. Well, then that's what you need to be doing, right? Now let's see where the real fear is. Put yourself out on a dating website. We're going to have to rub against that exposure, right? Finish a course or put my marketing materials together and send them out. Now we're going to have to deal with what? Oh, what's that over there? Is that threatening or does that feel pleasurable? Does that feel exciting or does that feel loaded and complicated? Does that feel heavy or does that feel light and free? Okay, so because of the triggering world is not even, the real triggering world is not even getting airtime, right? So they're using family, they don't realize this until we untangle it, but they're using, part of their system is using the family trauma, excuses, crazy, chaos, blah, blah. They're using it to cover, hide behind, they're hiding behind the chaos. Because what's really scary is putting their profile out on a website. What's really scary is asking for more money. What's really scary is finishing a course and promoting it. What's really scary is doing a Facebook Live. I don't know. I'm just saying these are the things that they're not even looking at. They're not even spending any time on. But where is their new life? Is it over here hiding behind chaos? Or is it getting capacity to stretch into some new experience, to risk take in a healthy way, not in an obsessive, chaotic way where you're doing more harm to yourself? Again, this is going to come down to your needs, supporting your needs in healthy ways, accessing this attuning system of what are your intimate desires? What are you longing for? What would harmonize your soul? What sinks you into your talents and gifts? Where do you contribute to the world in your unique way? And getting clear and specific and committed, oh, by the way, committed to that acknowledged alignment to you. That's the work, people. That is the work. So what I've done is I've through my tears, guts, sweat, heartbreak, despair, darkness, right? Ugh, I mean, really swimming in the chaos of these storms. I have created a way to really look at our bodies, our brains, our hearts, our passion, all of this stuff, all these elements that make us, make up our humanity, right? Of who we are. I've created a system to pull out the pieces. And I call it that tangled self part of us, is the part of us that really we need to confront. We need to understand it. We need to locate it, people. In my experience, the quick fixes, you know, the window shopping of, oh, I want to be a queen. You know, when you've never made money or you barely make $30,000 and all of a sudden you just want to be a queen and make millions of dollars, are all these overreaching things that, oh, that's going to fix me. Oh, that's going to fix me. And, you know, sometimes people get incredible results from those big stretching. I'm all about stretching, believe me. But why is it that so many more people get zero results, right? So if you go to Tony Robbins, right, and you're in the 5 or 7% that gets the big results, what's happening to the 93% who aren't getting any of the results? Like that is my lane of obsession. How is it there's such a huge divide of people who get it quickly and move quickly and accomplish quickly and expand and open quickly versus all the heavy, complicated people who don't? And my goal here and my goal in my work and my book and everything I do is because I really get that other group, okay? I really wasn't in that 5% group. And I mean, really, okay? And so at the roots, okay, what happens over there to that group? That's my obsession. So over there, that group, why do they make things heavy and complicated? Why do they struggle to show up in a new way? Why do they struggle to even show up? What is so burdensome over in this group that stops them from locating vision, goals, energy needed to commit to their life? Why? That is everything to me, right? Because that's the foundation. So my analysis is that people who have an integrated growth capacity, a foundational capacity of how to do this sort of work that I'm talking about, locating that part of them, systems that does get in the way, and accessing themselves more quickly, more inspiredly, with more energy, with more commitment, with more focus, with more risk tolerance. How do they get there so quickly? Well, they have this capacity already. They have what is called an integrated growth capacity. And what capacities do those 97 or 3% have that over there? Well, they have a limited capacity. Now, what's a limited capacity? A limited capacity is when you're stuck managing this unconscious system of your tangled self. And what it does is it creates victimization and authoritarian and victimization cycles. It creates abandonment cycles, which then are exhausting to recover from. It creates isolation, which is exhausting because you're constantly trying to overreach or underreach. It creates alienation, and it creates a high level of ambivalent structures. People just don't know what they want. They just don't know. They live in the disease of vagueness because they're little risk, people. Little risk is required. And so when you look at all these limited structures and you start to break them down, what is at the root? Well, there's a tangled relationship to safety. They're over-grabbing for safety in unresourceful places. They're thinking if they push away from certain experience or don't take any responsibility or cut themselves off from their needs, they'll be safe. And we know that just creates more unsafety. So they're tangled at this safety response. Completely. They don't feel safe connecting. They don't feel safe asking for help. They don't feel safe not knowing. So they shut down and they hide. They don't feel safe, people. It comes down to a level of safe enough to feel like they can assert themselves, claim themselves, belong to their life powerfully, make decisions, commit. they have such a tangled relationship to commitment and to responsibility. Those two words trigger their nervous system like no one else. Like, and a lot of us who are over there in that group have, guess what? We've suffered from trauma and dramas, and we haven't been able to process them resourcefully. And we've been trained into a system where we're like, well, that wasn't safe. I'm going to cut that off, cut that off, cut that off, cut that off. And then we get stuck in these disorganized systems where we're trying to overreach for grandiosity because we feel so inadequate and insecure. And hello, people. There we go. That's all the shit I'm talking about. We got to clear those houses out internally. We got to create space to line up to nature here, the nature in our bodies, this deeper intelligence, so that we can start to build an integrated growth capacity. If we can reshape our foundation, right? It's just think of it as a house, for example. If we don't know how, we don't have a foundation that really supports a bigger life, do you think we can receive the bigger life? I know. That would be a no, right? It's just a no. It doesn't match. It's like thinking about, get a glass of water, right? And get a needle with a syringe and just think about pouring that water glass on that needle. And if you have this very impaired, really thin capacity not to take too much in because that overwhelms your system, well, how much of that water are you going to take in? Not much. It's the same with life. When we are managing these disorganized, impaired structures, as I call them, or systems, and they're rooted in unsafety and trying to get safe enough or small enough or, you know, tight enough to just manage the bad stuff, we have hardly any capacity to take in the good stuff. We're not even available for it, people. So part of the job is differentiating, getting out of that, understanding it, by the way, understanding it intimately. We can't just gloss over it. We find ourselves, we transform suffering into thriving and learning when we reconnect with it in a new way, when we actually aren't living it and managing it, but we're learning from it. And as we learn from it, we're starting to bring more of our brain online, more of our body, uniting our body with our brain in a new way, and expanding some space to become more receptive, more available, available for more things, available for new things, available for pleasure, available to receive healthy connection, healthy intimacy, healthy partnerships, healthy, receptive, collaborative experiences. This is where we get well, people. Not managing our partners, not controlling people, not thinking that, oh my God, if this only happened like this, then I would be okay. Why did it? Not that way. No. So, yeah. When we can't agree, when our body is enslaved to this disorganization, right? This chaotic, these unconscious chaotic forces, and we're just managing them. And then we can't agree with what is really for us today, what is the threat, what is not the threat, what is safe for us, what is not safe, when our systems are in communication, there's no agreement, right? And when there's no agreement, there's no coherency. And when there's no coherency, there's limitations, right? And so incoherency, we get access to endless possibilities. This is where we awaken our power. This is where we become empowered. This is where endless possibilities start to arise, is when our systems are in connectedness, in communication, right? And we can agree on what's important. We're disorganized when our bodies are fighting one war and our heads are over here trying to will a different result. We are in trauma bonding, as I call it, which is a form of emotional disorganization. We see it with the COVID. I don't know where you stand on COVID. Hopefully you're coming in the middle, right? You can see the polarization of this case, of that case, of case building, of trying to gather evidence to support your case and fighting and blah, 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 and the noise. And what's happening? More crisis unfolds. Because when people can't agree, even within their own organizing capacity, right? Agree what is important, what is the common good, what are we wanting to do, what is the ultimate outcome we're wanting to achieve? If we can agree on what's important, putting that on the table, touching it, and then having our system line up in accordance to what we know works, what we know doesn't work, you know, to these specific measurements, there will not be a new outcome. It doesn't happen, people. It doesn't, it's so sad, but it does. You can see just total emotional disorganization hijacking America right now. It's not the coronavirus that's killing us. It's emotional disorganization. It's this tangled system that is unconscious and driving this visceral experience that somehow if you feel something, it is true. And then we get all disorganized and we're not even using our creative brains to solve problems. We're not even uniting. We're not even collaborating. That is an extreme example. And that's on a big scale because that's exactly what it looks like in our own lives. We do it with money, we do it with clutter, we do it with sex, we do it with food. We get emotionally disorganized in these, and we can't even line up to what's really required of us. Where's our responsibility? What's needed from us to get a new result? And we just manage crisis, we manage chaos, we manage disconnection, we manage a shame, we manage attack, we manage, and we get the same results. Crisis, disconnection, disorganization. It just feeds on itself. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm fiery today. I don't mean to be harsh, but I just want everyone to get these skills. I'm just so tired of seeing people waste their life behind unconscious forms of hiding and managing emotional disorganization. It just breaks my heart. There's just so much. There's so much so much more room for all of us to claim a fuller, more vibrant, more released life, more contributed life, more purposeful life. So thank you for coming. Hope this was valuable. Let me know what your insights you're having, what this stirred. I really love sharing space with you. So have a great week and I'll see you next week. Bye.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, check out our life skills programs. We take these creative life skills and integrate them into a practice. Check out the details at www.untangleandthrive.com/program.